Actually, this is called children's moment, but what I was going to do probably would, I hope you guys will understand it better than children. Okay. Anyway, you know, last week was a great week. We had homecoming, and there was something else this past week that was kind of a special day. Do you remember any other special day this past week? Monday, federal holiday, Columbus Day. You ever heard of Columbus Day? Columbus Day. Does everybody know who Christopher Columbus is? Well, I got to thinking about Christopher Columbus, and you know, he was kind of an explorer, and he was a traveler. We kind of travel at times, and I got to thinking, well, I wonder what Christopher Columbus would have taken with him on his voyage. And, you know, today, if you're going traveling anywhere, we go with backpacks. At least, Betty's the one that carries a backpack when we go down on our travels. Have a backpack. And so I wonder what Christopher Columbus would have had in his backpack if he went. And I got to thinking, and let me see if I can find it. I decided he would probably have a map. You think he would have a map? And so I went back, and I found a copy of a map. And it says the world map in 1492. Does 1492 sound familiar? 1492, that was the year that Columbus set sail on his voyage. 500 years ago, this was the map of the world. And I kind of show it up there. And you'll notice there's a lot of things on here. There's Europe and there's Spain and there's Africa down here and Asia over here. And over here somewhere, I have a feeling this might have been Australia. Well, it wasn't a very good map, but it was the map of the world as they knew it. And it took a long time for people to get around here because they didn't travel very quickly or very far. But they at least they had had a lot of time to develop this map of the world. As a matter of fact, there was some people went by water around here. And about 200 years before Columbus's time, there was a guy named Marco Polo. You ever hear of Marco Polo? Yeah. When you go swimming, you play Marco. Oh, okay. Well, there was another adventurer called Marco Polo, and he had started from Italy, and he traveled across the land over into China and Asia, and he wrote a book about his travels. As a matter of fact, I kind of think that maybe Christopher Columbus would have had that little tour guide that Marco Polo had. This is a copy of The Travels of Marco Polo. And it was written 200 years before Columbus time. But it told all about what it was like to go over to China and to India and to those areas. And in the 200 years since Marco Polo had been over there, there were a lot of people that went back and forth between China and Spain and all. And there were a lot of trade routes, and they brought silks back from China and a lot of the things, and they sent some things from England and Spain and all over to China. But one of the reasons Columbus set sail was because it took a long time to go from his country over here to Asia, and what he wanted to do was to set out and go across the water that way and come back in this way, because he'd gotten the word that the world is really round, not flat. And if you keep going west far enough, you come to the east somewhere else. And so that's what he was going to do. He had a map like this, and he's going to go head west, and he's going to come back over here, and he's going to make it real easy to trade with those folks. And he took with him a traveler's guide, which is The Travels of Marco Polo, in order to have an idea about what it's going to be like when he gets there. We almost always take traveler's guides with us. And another tool, what do you suppose this is? Flashlight? Look at it. Yeah. a telescope. Because he's going out across the ocean, and he's not sure what he's going to find on the way to China, and he's going to want to know, be able to see these things before he gets there. And that's what a telescope does. If he sees that he's coming up on something, he can get an idea about what it's like. Or maybe if he sees another ship out there, he can take a look. So it's to bring things that are far away up close before you get there. Okay. Well, you know, Christopher Columbus never made it to China. Do you know why? Have any idea why Christopher Columbus never made it to China? He started here, and he was just going to go over there through the water. Because something got in the way. What got in the way? Yeah, North America, South America, Middle America, Cuba. All those guys got in the way. Now, he thought he had reached it, but he really didn't. He called the people there Indians because he thought he had reached India, but he was wrong. And we find out that, yeah, sure enough, he didn't make it, but he sure did something wonderful. He opened up the world to us, to our country. Well, I got to thinking, well, what does this have to do with us? And I said, well, you know, people today are a lot like Christopher Columbus. They are starting out on a journey into an area that they're unfamiliar with, that nobody's really been there. And the area, the ocean that we're going into, is the future. It's some place where nobody's been there. And we're going to go our path, our life is our path to that way. Where are we going? Well, we're going to the kingdom of God. Somewhere on the other side, or over there in the future somewhere, is the kingdom of God we want to reach. And let's see, I wonder what we can take with us to know about that journey and when we're getting there. And I got to thinking, and I said, well, you know, the thing that we ought to have in our backpack is, what's this? A Bible. Bible. Well, is that a map? Well, it kind of is, because we're told that this tells us the way to the kingdom of God. It tells us the way. And it gives, it describes how we can follow that path into the future in order to reach the kingdom of God. Is it a travel guide like the journal Marco Polo? Well, you know, there are a lot of people that have headed for the same place. Some of them have reached it. And this tells a lot of stories about how they got there and what it was like along the way. So, yeah, it's kind of like a traveler's guide. What about a telescope? Does this help us to see what's up there before we get there along the way? And in ways it does. It tells us whether we're on the right path, whether we're heading that direction, and it kind of gives a hint. It says when you're getting close to the kingdom of God, then the world around you is going to look different, even though you might be in the same place. If you're getting close to the kingdom of God, the world around you is going to change. And so this is going to be like a telescope to help us see when we're getting close to that kingdom of God. Did that, you know, that makes sense? You know, I got this when I was about 8 years old. My grandmother gave this to me on my sister's birthday. She had turned 10, and so that was a good time to give a Bible to. And I always liked this because when you open it up and you go into the New Testament, it's got a lot of red letters in it. You know what the red letters show in Bibles that are red letter Bibles? Well, those are the words that Jesus spoke. This is a story about God's interaction with his people. But it's also a story about Jesus' life and what he came and taught us about. And the words that he spoke are in red. I always thought that was kind of special. And you know, when I got it, I couldn't read it. I was 8 years old, going to second grade, and there are a lot of words in here that I couldn't read. But I eventually learned how to read it. And it's been a good map for me. And I haven't reached the other side of that future yet. But I'm looking forward to it. And I think things are changing a little bit different around me. I've got something that I want to give to you that I found this week. I went to my favorite store, the Dollar Tree, and I found it. And we'll see. These are, and it says on the outside, these are the Holy Bible. It's just the New Testament. It's the part of the Bible. It's the part that tells about the life of Jesus and travels with Paul. But it's a good place to go on our journey and to find the kingdom of God. And you'll notice the thing that I liked about this is that there are some red letters in there, just like the Bible that I got. And those are the words Jesus spoke while he was on earth. And so I'd like you to carry this with you, or you can take it with you, And remember that this is both a map and a travelogue, a traveler's guide, and a telescope to take you through that journey through the future to the kingdom of God.
Stand up here. Yes.